VentureCast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We have an obligation to help those who we are leading and managing. But as you learn about leadership in the book, leadership doesn't just mean you have a senior position. And so all of us can positively impact those around us. And like ripples in the pond, we can expand our reach and have a larger impact on the world.
Hi, and welcome to Deep Leadership. I'm your host, John Rennie. Well, I hope all is well with you today. It is another beautiful day here in North Carolina, and this episode is brought to you by our sponsors, HabitStack, Ignite Management Services, and Liberty Strength. These sponsors help me bring these shows to you each and every week, so I encourage you to click on their links below and check them out. Also, I want to encourage you to join us on our growing YouTube channel. Search for Deep Leadership on YouTube for videos of all my interviews and exclusive content. Well, that is it. Today, we're going to be talking about the skills you need for a successful career, and my guest is Mark Hirschberg. Mark is the author of The Career Toolkit, Essential Skills for Success That No One Taught You. Think about it. Skills like networking, negotiating, communication, leading, and career planning are all critical skills for your career success, but did anyone ever teach you these skills? We talk about these skills and more and why your education needs to be so much more than just a college degree in this essential conversation. So, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started.
Welcome to Deep Leadership. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former Cold War submarine officer who spent 20 plus years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Leadership matters. Are you ready for some real world actionable advice from John as well as his expert guests?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The show starts right now.
Welcome to the Deep Leadership Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Mark Hirschberg. Educated at MIT, Mark has spent his career launching and fixing new ventures at startups, Fortune 500s, and academia. He has developed new software languages, online marketplaces, new authentication systems, and tracked criminals and terrorists on the dark web. Mark helped create the Undergraduate Practice Opportunities Program, which is MIT's Career Success Accelerator, where he's taught for 20 years. Mark also serves on the board of Plant a Million Corals. Mark is the author of The Career Toolkit, Essential Skills for Success That No One Taught You. I'm excited to have him on the show to learn more about these essential skills. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to have you because I'm interested in this idea of this essential skills that no one taught you, because I think there's a big problem with that today. And I'm excited to have you on the show to talk about it. But before we dive into the book and all that's in there, tell us a little bit about what this Career Success Accelerator is at MIT and what you do there.
When we created this 20-some years ago, we were getting feedback from companies saying there are skills we're looking for: leadership, networking, team building, communication, all these fundamental skills that we hear about. Companies were looking for this, but they told us we can't find these skills, not just among MIT students, not just among college grads or among engineers, but universally, they can't find people with these skills that they want throughout their organization. And in some sense, you can look at a university as a supplier for companies. We're supplying them labor. We said, well, our customers are saying there's a problem with our supply. We need to address this. So we were fortunate to get a wonderful grant from a man named Desh Deshpande. He's really funded a lot of amazing programs throughout the world. He gave us our initial grant, and we put together what's known as the Undergraduate Practice Opportunities Program. It's named that for historical reasons at MIT. Colloquially, it's the Career Success Accelerator.
Okay.
And we began taking students in there and teaching these skills. Now, here's the thing. When you think about these skills, you can do semesters, you can do a whole PhD program just on leadership, just on any one of these skills. We said, that's great. We're not going to have time to do that. Our goal was to create a hands-on program where we get the students in, they can try, they can do, they will often fail because we set up our activities so they do try and fail. I can do the math. I'm from MIT. I'm smart. Wait, what do you mean the math alone didn't work? What's going on? And in that moment, that's when they wake up and say, maybe there's something more. And the way I like to think of the program, we open the door for them. We help them understand the importance and the relevancy of these other skills. We give them their first few steps down that path, but then we set them on the right path as they continue to grow and develop those skills throughout their time at MIT and elsewhere.
You know, I really like this. I get a chance to talk to graduate students a lot, and I teach a session on leadership. And one of the things I ask them is how many, you know, courses have they had or how much involvement have they had about the topic of leadership? And these are MBA, international MBA type programs. And a lot of them say, you're the first one or you're the second person to talk to us about leadership. And I'm always surprised by that because it seems like if you're going for an MBA, you're likely going to be a business leader at some point in your career. But why, you know, and the question is, why have we missed some of these skills? Why aren't these skills maybe part of a typical major program? I don't know. Is it that we focus on the technical and we miss the other skills? Is that why?
If you think about it, we've had more formal training in how to tie our shoes than in these skills like leadership or networking, even though people keep telling us it's important. And the reason at the college level, the reason for this is because universities are run by professors. Mm. Now, they're wonderful people, but professors are narrow and deep. And what happens is we show up and we say, I want to be an accounting major. Professors say, okay, well, take these intro classes, some intermediate. We decide you need this and not that. If you do all this, we, the PhDs in accounting, we, the experts, will designate you to have this degree. What the degree is saying, it's not saying you're a good accountant. It's not even saying you're a good employee. It's just saying you have achieved this level of understanding in accounting. That's it. And that was good enough 70, 80 years ago when we were cogs in that big corporate machine. I always envision people sitting at their desk and you've got the inbox and the outbox. Your boss says, do accounting on this. You say, okay, yes, sir. And you hand it off. Okay, what next, sir? All you needed was accounting. But as the world shifted, especially through the 80s and 90s, as we flattened organizations, got rid of middle management, and created more cross-functional teams, the hierarchy went away. And in fact, today, if, for example, you think about marketing, the 24-year-old just out of school marketer, she probably knows more than the 54-year-old when it comes to social media. He has to say, what's TikTok? You tell me what to do instead of I know more than you and I'll just parcel out the work. So the world has shifted and we need different skills now.
That makes a lot of sense. It really does. And I'm glad this is why I wanted to have you on the show, because I see this as well. I see it as a problem. And I'm really excited that, well, first MIT has done something about it, but also you've written a book about it, which is helpful for those of us who maybe didn't or can't go to MIT. So, but talk to us about the book. The book is called The Career Toolkit, Essential Skills for Success That No One Taught You. Now, who did you write this book for?
This is a general audience book. I would define it as white collar workers, 20 to 40. Although I get a lot of feedback from people in their 40s, even 50s, and a few in their 60s who have said, what a great book. I wish I had this 30 years ago. And that's fine, because as long as you can say, I wish I could be better at this tomorrow, it would be impactful, then the book can help you. Mm. The book itself, now it's not written for engineers. Our course at MIT, we're a little engineering oriented, but there's nothing engineering or science specific. These are general skills, 10 skills, 10 chapters. Mm. And the skills, you've seen this list before. Now, you've probably seen lists anywhere from about 5 to 50 topics. And it's really just how you're dividing up the bucket. But we put into 10 skills, and they're broken down as follows. Section 1, 3 chapters. Chapter 1, how to create and execute a career plan. And by the way, even if you're a CEO, even if you're an owner, you still need a career plan. Your title might not change, but you need to worry about your growth. Chapter 2 is working effectively, skills like managing your manager, understanding corporate culture, corporate politics. Chapter 3 is interviewing, And now here's another skill. There's lots of support for how you interview as a candidate, but many of us have to hire other people. And again, zero training how to hire others.
Yes.
Section 2, leadership and management, chapter on leadership, and then chapter on people management, and one on process management. They are separate skills, although go together quite a bit. And then the third section, interpersonal dynamics, has four chapters: communication, networking, negotiations, and ethics.
These are powerful. I mean, all of these things I use every day as a business leader. And yet, again, it's one of those things you think back and you're like, I don't remember anyone teaching me this stuff in school, you know. Fortunately, I was in the military and they did teach leadership. So we went to leadership classes, how to learn how to be an effective leader. So I had a little advantage there, but I certainly didn't get any in my undergraduate, mechanical engineering degree did not have any courses on leadership at all. So it's interesting because, you know, typically people who end up, you know, with technical degrees end up managing technical people in sometime in their career, which again, there's something missing there. There's a gap in terms of the skills that are being taught.
There is. And we just assume people naturally get through osmosis.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't. A few do, many don't. But you can actually train up not only yourself, but your staff.
Mm.
And on my website, I have a number of free downloads. I don't even gate it with your email. So you just download. I don't know you download. You don't have to sign up for anything. One of the first downloads is how to create a program similar to what we did at MIT, because you can do this in your organization.
Mm.
A lot of the learning we're trained for is broadcast learning. And that's what's going on right now. You and I are speaking, and there are many people listening to us, but not interacting. Mm. That's what many of our classes were like. You had the professor up front, and if you're like in my classes, you were just scribbling down notes as fast as you could. It's reading, it's listening. But the way we built this program at MIT and what you can do in your organizations is interactive, hands-on learning and discussion. Because the truth is, these skills, it's not like learning the periodic table in chemistry. It's more like learning sports.
Mm.
I can teach you the rules to a certain sport in a matter of minutes or an hour, but to actually get good at, you have to practice. You have to run drills. You need to scrimmage. You need to reflect on your games. You need to get feedback. And that's what's true of these skills. So what you can do is create some peer learning groups, create small groups of people within your company. Cross-functional. Don't just put all your engineers in one place and all your salespeople in another. Cross-functional groups. And by the way, if you're a solopreneur or super small, find other companies and create groups across the company. They don't all have to be in your same company. Within these groups, you want to take some content that they're going to focus on. Now, yes, you can use my book and chop it up. But if you don't want to use my book, well, use John's book. His books are fantastic. Use other books out there. Use podcast episodes like this one. Doesn't matter what the source is, articles, videos. You come together, you've read a few pages of the book, you've listened to the podcast episode, and now you have that discussion.
Mm.
Because it's in that discussion that you learn. And we're going to talk about, for example, you might have something in your books, a prior experience, a leadership challenge you had. And we can all talk about it. This is what we do in business schools, case studies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you do, here's what I would do. Oh, you know, your approach is different. I never would have thought of that. And maybe your leadership style doesn't resonate with me, but even just knowing about it, saying, wow, there's a different approach, helps me expand my leadership capabilities. Now, if you do this, by the way, and remember, this is all free. Maybe you buy books for people, but again, you can use free content. You get four amazing benefits. First, you're going to upskill your team. You're going to build in these skills for everyone on your team. Second, you are engaging your employees. And we know today, as we're recording this in 2023, employees are saying, it's not just the paycheck. We want companies who support us, who train us, who care about us. So you're creating that engagement that will help with your retention. Third, you are fostering internal networks. Because you have people from different groups who might not otherwise interact, you're building those relationships, and internal networking is so important to individual success and organizational success. And finally, you're creating a common language. So for example, if the book you chose was Good to Great, Well, afterwards, you can say, hey, hedgehog model. Everyone says, oh, right, hedgehog model. I know exactly what you mean. So these four things, you get them all, and it costs you nothing.
I love that. And thanks for picking one of my favorite books. And I know the hedgehog reference, so thank you. But no, I think it's really good. And like you said, we're developing our team. And, you know, people say to me, well, how do I develop my organization? How do I get my people more engaged? Well, this is an example of engaging your team and teaching skills that help them be more effective in their life, whether it's with your company or not. And you're helping them grow as individuals and to become better as individuals. And you're engaging them, they're engaging you. And I love the idea of, raising everybody up together and having this common language that you learn, because that's one of the things that, you know, again, one of the things I talk about in my books is that when you go through, you go through tough times with a group, right? You all have that common, you've shared these common experiences, right? That your bonds get greater when you have these shared experiences. And so the more that we can create these shared experiences with our team, the more we're going to have a deeper bond. And I like this idea of a way to develop skills, but also deepen the bonds within the team. I like that a lot.
And if you think about it, we're all trying to improve. I often give the example, what if every negotiation you had got 1-2% better? What would that do to you personally, your bottom line? But now imagine to your organization, it's not just your negotiations, but all your employees' negotiations with external parties, but even with each other, because we often negotiate with coworkers. And what if it's not just your negotiations, but your leadership, your communication, your teamwork? If everyone in your organization got just a little bit better, what is that going to do to the success and outcome of your company?
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Leadership skills are like any other skills. You need to practice them to get better at them. Best-selling leadership author John S. Rennie knows this. That's why he's written a new book called You Have the Watch. It's a guided journal for leaders designed to take you through an entire year of leadership training. By the end of the year, you will master 50 of the most important leadership skills. If you want to have a greater impact on the results and people in your organization, go to youhavethewatch.com and pick up your copy today.
This episode is brought to you by HabitStack. Effective leaders make a habit of working on important goals no matter how busy they feel. HabitStack software helps leadership teams build that habit. The system guides you to set crystal clear goals, align your tasks to those goals, and make progress every week. I use HabitStack and I absolutely love it. It's such an easy tool to use, and I love how it reinforces the right habits with my leadership team. HabitStack is free to use. It's so simple that you get the hang of it in just 5 minutes. Go to HabitStack.com to get started. This episode is brought to you by Ignite Management Services. Ignite is led by Mike Watson, who you might remember from episode 137. Mike and his team believe that everything starts with leadership. Whether it's strategy execution or cultural transformation, it's the role of the leader to create the conditions for their people to succeed. The team at Ignite can help you develop critical habits to enhance your leadership capability and transform your business. Ignite Management is now offering the Resilient Leadership Assessment Tool. This is an online questionnaire designed to assess and guide leadership development, coaching, and team building. It provides leaders an opportunity to gain insights into their leadership strengths and development needs. After taking this assessment, you will receive a custom detailed report that provides practical and actionable recommendations to enhance your effectiveness. I have taken this assessment myself and found it to be extremely valuable in helping me make changes to my leadership approach. Right now, Ignite is offering 15% off the price of this tool to the Deep Leadership audience. Go to ignitemanagement.ca and enter the code START15 at checkout to get started today. This episode is brought to you by Jeremy Clevenger at Liberty Strength. As a high-performing leader, you know that leadership isn't about telling people what to do. It's about leading by example. And for most people, the one area that they are lacking when it comes to leading by example is their health and fitness. By improving your health and fitness, every other area of your life improves. Your energy skyrockets, your sleep improves, your confidence increases, and more. But how can you get and stay fit as a busy leader? Well, you do what you've always done. You hire the best people for the job. Don't struggle on your own. Put Liberty Strength in your corner. Jeremy and his team will work with you to take your physique, mindset, nutritional habits, and more to the next level with his step-by-step, all-inclusive coaching program. I've worked with Liberty Strength for the past 2 years, and I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm still hitting strength personal records at 56 years old. If you want to step up your game, reach out to Jeremy at libertystrengthtx.com to find out more and get your initial consultation scheduled with him today.
You're right. We're all doing these things at some point in our career, depending, and it doesn't matter where you're at in the organization. You might say, well, leadership, maybe somebody on the factory floor isn't leading on a regular basis. Well, or there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer for an employee, and we're going to have an employee event, like they're volunteering to be part of that. Well, they're likely going to lead a small team to be able to put together a party or what have you. We're always going to be using those skills. Negotiation, again, another example where you're going to be using that all the time. And why not get 1-3% better by learning these skills? So that's one of the things I really like about this approach. So the book you mentioned is for really about anyone. 20 to 40 year old typically is the audience. But when people read through this book, what are your hopes that they'll come away with? Is it just for them personally in their career, or for them to think deeper about the impact they're going to make in the world, whether they're a leader or involved in some way that they can influence other people?
At an internal level, the way each chapter in the book works. And by the way, you can read the chapters in any order. It's not that you start on page one. You can say, you know what? Networking, that's what I need to work on. So go right to chapter 8 and start there.
I like it.
Chapter later. Each chapter has a mental shift. It's how you can look at these skills in a different way, in a new way, and then a number of concrete things you can do to be more effective in that role. And then follow up things to continue to improve. And of course, the app that will take it further. So I first want you yourself to improve and be better. But by being better, you're going to impact those around you. Certainly as leaders, as managers, we have an obligation to help those who we are leading and managing. But as you learn about leadership in the book, leadership doesn't just mean you have a senior position. And so all of us can positively impact those around us. And like ripples in the pond, we can expand our reach and have a larger impact on the world.
I love that. And you say that you can apply this to your personal life as well.
You certainly can. We'll take negotiations again. And negotiations, how often do we negotiate with our spouse? Heck, we negotiate with our children. People come to me and say, oh, I'm not good at negotiation. It's just not natural. Ask your parents, when you were 3, do you ever say, yes, mom, I will eat every vegetable you give to me? Bedtime, I'm going right to bed. No, you negotiated. Well, what if I only have to eat, half the carrot? What if I can stay up 10 more minutes? We all are natural negotiators. Just forgot that.
I love that. That's so true. Yeah. Why did we forget negotiations when we were so good at it at 3? I just want to, mom, I just want to stay up a little later. Mom, I want to eat candy or whatever. But we were great at it. So where do we lose it? Why do we lose that, that childlike approach to negotiations? I love that.
I suspect, I'm going out on a limb because I've not done research. At age 3, we had nothing to lose.
That's it.
But as adults, in fact, we're afraid.
Yeah.
But what if I ask you for more money or delivery sooner and you say no?
Yeah.
I'm going to feel rejected and I'm scared of that. And so part of it is getting the confidence back. It's a little like public speaking. I'm going to go out and sometimes I'm going to have an amazing talk and sometimes I'm going to think, oh my God, I bombed. I do stand-up comedy once in a while and some of those jokes just go, wow. That did not work, but that's okay. I'm not going to take it personally. We keep going. And same is true for our negotiations. If a negotiation doesn't work, if we sit there and we go back and forth and we don't reach a conclusion,
yeah,
that's okay. That's still potentially a successful negotiation, yeah. we just found, well, there was no zone of agreement, but it was worth trying. And so we have to reset our mindset that it's not just one outcome that we can consider successful.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's like we talk about on this show a lot is that you're going to be bad at anything you begin at. So just do it and learn from the process and you get better at it over time. But not doing it, you'll never get those reps and you never get the chance to get better at it. So I do like that. The idea of, you know, trying, learning and getting better over time. It's funny though, you know, you mentioned the fear is a big part of why we don't like to sell, why we don't like to speak, why we don't like to negotiate, that fear of rejection, failure, embarrassment, right? And I do think that fear limits us in a lot of things that we do in our career. And you know, and for listeners who are listening in, I'll just tell you that, you know, the best things you can do are to try things that you're afraid of and learn and make those mistakes and trip and fall on your face, because every one of those failures is an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to get better. But if you don't take those risks, if you don't take that chance, you're never going to get that opportunity to learn. So I do like that part of this, which is, you know, here's a mindset shift that you should go into with respect to negotiations. Now get out there and try it and learn from it and figure out your voice in how you properly negotiate, or you properly lead, or you properly speak.
You're exactly right. And this goes back to that philosophy in MIT's class, in this program I gave you. You might not in your daily job have the opportunity to use each one of these skills. Mm-hmm. But that's why when you come together as a group and you have this discussion, well, that's a little like scrimmage. You can't always have the opportunity to say, oh, I'm going to try a new type of management. And if you screw it up, 2 days later, say, well, time out, do over. That was practice. It doesn't count. But in this small group, you can talk about, I'm thinking of trying this. Has anyone tried something similar? What worked and what didn't? And what pitfalls should I look out for? So that gives us that safe place to play. And in fact, when you think about sports, we watch our teams on TV and we watch them for a couple hours a week. But most of the work happens long before they set foot on the field. It's all that training and preparation. But in our workplace, we're on the field all the time. Mm. We rarely step back and get training. And in fact, when we do, it's usually our manager says, oh, congratulations, we're sending you to a 2-day training program.
Yeah.
Imagine if the coach said, welcome to the team. Before we start the season, I'm going to send you to a 2-day sports clinic. Okay, welcome back. Fantastic. You're ready for the whole season. No, don't bother showing up to practice. You got 2 days of training. You're set.
Yeah.
So we need to employ similar techniques for that just small, regular, incremental training. That's how we're going to get better.
I love that. You know, we're in a team sport. We need to train in as a team. It makes a lot of sense versus individual training and then trying to bring everybody's individual skills. Again, we don't get that shared experience, that common language. We miss out on it when we don't do it as a team. So that's an important part of this program. So the other thing I was going to ask you, as you mentioned it, is that you created an app as part of this book. Tell me why. That's interesting. Why did you create an app? How does it work? What's the purpose of the app and how has it evolved over time?
I created the free Brain Bump app. Now, here's the thing I saw with my students. They come and do the class, and we're doing these interactive sessions, and I learn and say, wow, this is great. Maybe they're taking a few notes, not so much because they're doing. It's not a traditional lecture class. And as soon as that last class takes place and they walk out the door, I swear I could see the information just spilling out of their ears, never to be remembered again. How often do people read books like mine, like others, like yours, and you say, wow, this is great? But how much do you remember a month later? How much of this episode are you going to remember even 3 days later? That's a problem. We put all this time in and yet we forget. So I want to make that useful and valuable. Now we know one of the best ways to learn, spaced repetition, fancy name for open the book again before the test or use flashcards. But we're adults. We don't do that. There's no test. So I wanted to come up with a way where we can make the information memorable and accessible. And that's what Brain Bump does. It takes the key points from books, blogs, podcasts, talks, classes, puts them into the app. So think of little tip cards. They're all tagged by topic. And you can use it one of two ways. if you're reading my book, for example, you might say, well, I'm a new manager. I'm reading these management techniques. You can set up so at 9 a.m. each day, you get a little pop-up. Just, you don't even have to open the app. It just pops up and, oh, right, that's one of the things I read in the book. Okay, great, swipe, done.
Yeah.
And just by seeing it over and over, when and where it's relevant, you start to retain it. Later on, we have mostly business content, but you can imagine as we expand our content, if there are marriage tips, you might want that at 6 p.m., right as you go home to your spouse.
On the ride home.
And so it just takes 2 seconds a day. You just need to look at the pop-up, say, right, yep, good, swipe, done. But yeah. 2 seconds a day greatly improves the retention of the content you're using. Now, the other way to use the app is in a just-in-time feature. Imagine you're walking into a conference. Now, you've read my chapter on networking, let's say, but where did you read it? At home. And where do you need it? Right now at the conference, there's a disconnect. So imagine you say, well, I'm just going to pull the phone out of my pocket, open the app, tap networking, because everything's tagged by topic. And there are all the networking tips. So quickly flip through them right before you go into the room, and you've got them all top of mind. That's what BrainBump app does. It is completely free. All the content is free, and it lets you access the information you're learning from the sources we have. And in the 2.0 version that is coming out in the fall of 2023, you'll be able to add your own content. Even if we haven't done that book or that podcast yet, you can add your own tips. You can import your Kindle highlights. So you've got what you need, when and where you need it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That makes a lot of sense, because I think you're right. We tend to have this one and done mindset. We read a book and then we're off to the races. We go to a course, a couple of day course, and we come back to work. And those, all the, if I think about my 22 year corporate career, I've been to hundreds and hundreds of training programs, and I have nothing to show for it other than maybe it might be in the gray matter somewhere. I could probably dig up an idea from one of those courses. So the idea of being able to put things in a place where it can remind you of some of those key lessons. And you're not going to put every slide inside this app, I would imagine. But the things that really stood out from you, like, oh, shoot, that is something that I never want to forget. That's a really important tip or a very important idea or a way of thinking about something. And that's the ones you want to put in there that eventually will, you know, keep reminding you of those ideas. I really like that.
I would take notes on the books I've read or at conferences, but then I'd never go back and look at those notes.
Yeah.
And so this is what, by putting them in your pocket and even having that passive spaced repetition, you're going to get better use out of all that effort.
Man. So you say the app is free and it's available on app stores. Is that right?
It is BrainBump, completely free, Android and iPhone stores. Or you can go to brainbumpapp.com. That's brainbumpapp.com. And there you can see how to use the app, where to download. Again, on the iPhone and Android stores, 100% free.
Well, that's great. Again, listeners, this is why you listen to the show. You find so many free things that you can get. The show is free. And every time you listen, there's typically one free piece of information, free app, that you can get if you listen in. And again, we're going to put that link in the show notes below. Click on the links below. You're going to get to these free resources. That's why we do this show, so you can have tools that will help you become a better boss. I absolutely love this. Mark, how can people, what final message would you like to leave with our listeners right now?
Is to remember that learning these skills is not a solo activity. Skills are best learned in groups, because you will get those different perspectives. It also helps you stay on task and not, oh, yeah, well, I'm busy and I don't have time to keep up with it. So create those peer learning groups. And that free download on my books website, that's one you can download. You can establish it in your organization or create a local meetup group if you don't have other people to do it with. But create that peer learning group, because that's the best way to learn these skills.
I love it. I love it. Such great, good advice, ways to get better. I love this idea of doing it as a group, a peer learning group. Again, those shared experiences, and you build a team, you build a common language. I like that part of this. Mark, how can people find out more about you, the book, and the website where you have a lot more free resources?
I gave one website already, brainbumpapp.com for the app. Now for the book and for me, go to thecareertoolkitbook.com. And on that website, you can learn more about the book. You can get in touch with me. You can follow me on social media or read the articles I put out every week. But there's also free resources on the resources page at thecareertoolkitbook.com. Everything there you can download for free. I'm not gating it. There's nothing to buy. And we've got these wonderful tools, including the peer learning that we just talked about, but other resources for hiring, for interviewing, for thinking about your career, all free. And all of that is at thecareertoolkitbook.com.
Well, fantastic. We'll put a link in the show notes for that resource and also for the app. I've been through the website. It's fantastic. It's fully loaded with so much content out that again, is free. You can access it. You can learn these skills and you can get better at your job. And again, follow the links below in the show notes. Get with Mark's resources, learn from his techniques. And you can be a better leader and you learn skills that you never were taught in school. So that's one thing that's a really essential part of this particular discussion is we weren't taught many of these things and we can learn them, but we've got to focus on making sure that we know what they are and how to learn more about them. So there's a great resource. The book is called The Career Toolkit, Essential Skills for Success That No One Taught You. And follow the link below if you want to get that book or go to Mark's website and get more information off his website. Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing all of this information because I think we are going to be better because of it.
Well, thanks again for having me and I wish everyone success in their careers.
I love it. Thanks again. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to Deep Leadership. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and share so we can continue to build a world with better bosses. Until next time, this is John Rennie saying take care and lead well.
Thank you for listening to Deep Leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information and updates, please visit our website at www.deepleadershippodcast.com or johnsrennie.com. Until next time, take care.
Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on Electricast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
Electricast.